Welcome to another edition of Eagles Unscripted. If this looks strange to you, it's because we're not in our regular set. We decided to take a little bit of a field trip this week into New Jersey to the home of Eagles defensive tackle Mike Patterson. And Mike's here.
Hey,
hi.
I appreciate you coming on, but next time you guys got a call, man. You can't be getting me while I'm waking up like this.
I'm really sorry. This is an unscripted show. They barely told me, so.
Yeah, we're going to have to get on somebody about this call.
Uncharted territory here on Eagles Unscripted as we are here inside the home of Eagles defensive tackle Mike Patterson. Thanks for having us inside. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming out. Hope you was able to find it fine.
Yeah, no problem at all. I think the thing that everybody probably is most interested in with regard to you is after all this time and everything that went on, how are you feeling right now?
I feel pretty good. I feel just happy and blessed to be back on the field, back playing with my teammates and stuff. And I just think that the situation, everything worked out perfectly.
Obviously, it was a long time down and a lot of waiting for you to be able to come back and be able to play again. How tough is that for a guy who's trying to be competitive?
I mean, it's tough or not, but it's a game of football. You know, guys get hurt and come out of the game and have to sit out for a while, and that's the way the approach that I took. But I just looked at it, as if I was injured from a football injury, as an ACL injury or something like that, so I just think the Eagles did really well, just allowing me to kind of just get my body right and able to come back right.
I don't know that anybody can imagine going through what you did go through, and that some scary stuff just watching from the outside. Take me in. What was this whole thing like for you?
I mean, I just think that, to tell you the truth, like, what really helped me out with it was just that everybody that I dealt with was positive. You know, it wasn't like no negativity saying like, oh, you're not going to be able to do this no more, you're not going to be able to play, or you should watch it while you do, you know, certain things that could come up. I mean, all of it, I kind of view it as an experience. I mean, I had a good doctor. I went to, probably like one of the top guys in the country to get the work done with. In the place in Arizona, the hospital I went to Arizona, it was amazing. The people were there was really good, and it was more relaxed than anything, to tell you the truth. I didn't have to worry about too much. I just had wonderful people around me and able to take care of things.
Physically, what was the biggest part of coming back? What was the biggest part of trying to be ready to go again?
I remember the biggest part for me, though, it was my right eye. It was kind of like droopy, like kind of like lazy eye almost. Like I had it, like I couldn't like really like look one way harder, like right, left, it would like close and it would like close off or something like that. I mean, that was like the most physical part that I had to deal with because, obviously you play football, you got to react to plays, you got to look left, right and stuff like that. So, I was kind of like, in a way I was kind of concerned, but, over time, the doctor said, just give it some time, it's just going to heal. And then once it heals, you'll be fine. So like right now, I'm just happy that, I don't have to worry about that. but far as, that's on physical wise, that was the only thing that I had to worry about. Mentally, I just kind of just let everything take process, I knew I had faith in God, and I just felt like the people who was around me was right, and I just kind of just let things take place,
I'm going to imagine when you get an opportunity to wrap up and drop down to the turf, a guy as tough to get as Cam Newton, you probably feel like you're all the way back.
somewhat. Tell you the truth, though, after chasing him and RG3 last week, they make you challenge yourself, like, maybe I'm not in the best of shape.
You've been around a while now, and you've played in this league a while. You've played for successful teams. In a year when it's a struggle, in a year when things are not going the way the team wants it to go, how does a player figure out a way to stay focused, stay positive, stay determined when there's all kinds of things from the outside telling you, this is just not going the way you want it to be right now?
I mean, it's going to be tough, of course. I mean, especially playing this football, you got media coming at you all the time. And they always want to have questions and stuff like that. But you guys get, as a player, you got to know what are your limits, if you find yourself listening to the radio and you're not going out and playing good, then turn off the radio, I just think that you just got to know your limitation as a person and as a player, as far as the things you could take.
You obviously have a pretty good perspective on life. keeping an eye on the big picture and not getting caught up in the small things. Anybody who survives everything that you have gone through over the last year and a half and smiles about it obviously has a pretty decent perspective. Where's that come from?
It's kind of, it's like one of those things, like when you've been through something and you notice that, you know, when it's like, nothing was necessarily taken away, but it could have been taken away from me. And you kind of like show more appreciation towards it, you know? It's just for the fact that, you know, you never know when it's going to be your last chance to get to do it again, you know? So, I mean, I just feel real thankful and just, you know, just want to continue to play and do something I love.
No matter when you're done playing, one of the things that people are always going to know, and I can't imagine that, I guess it's possible that the record could be broken, but longest fumble return for a touchdown at 98 yards, there's really not much room for improvement on something like that.
Eagles come out of the pile with the ball, running with the football, chugging down the left sideline is Mike Patterson, and he is into the end zone. Mike Patterson came out with the football and raced the length of the field.
In my mind, I'm thinking like the play is still going on, but the ball just happened to be right there. I'm sitting on top of somebody, literally like laying on top of him. I picked it up and I just ran it. So I'm just thinking in my mind, maybe no one caught me by it. Like no one realized what was going on. You know, I just remember I was running there. I just kept on running, just keep on running. I wanted to look back, but I just keep on running, just keep running. And then Alex was coming, trying to cut me off. And then that's when Q came and blocked him off for me.
Yeah, you're not going to call that a move that got you by Alex, are you? Because, I mean.
What are you talking about, man? That was a sidestep, man. That was a good move, man. I remember some guys at the facility, they make fun of us, like, yeah, I remember they actually took a break doing that. And they came back and you were still running. They always say mess around with me on that.
More from the South Jersey home of Mike Patterson when Eagles Unscripted continues. You're ready to step right into this thing. We should talk about this.
Well, I'm not ready just to step into it. I'm still playing football. One thing at a time.
When the time comes.
Yeah.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
So up, Jimmy. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
You ever give any thoughts to what you want to do after you finish playing football?
Man, I wanted to get into the restaurant business for a minute. And then I want to do more stuff. I mean, I want to kind of proceed in a way of doing some filming, you know? I just like doing, like, I don't want to, like, kind of be an actor or anything. I really just want to control the camera.
Well, apparently you've done a little bit of that, haven't you? I mean, you know, we've got some good footage of you.
Yeah. I've messed with, our boys over at the facility. You know, I was trying to pick on them and take their cameras and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. Looks like we have ourselves a guest cameraman. Mike P, what's up, man? This guy does better work than you guys. What have you guys been doing all week? Jeez. Hey, now this is big time, man. We're rolling into Kansas City. The defense is playing well. How you feel, man?
I feel pretty good about it.
Is this thing heavy?
Nah, it's light.
Do you have good thumb-finger coordination? That's Dougie. He's one of our big camera guys. He's not
kind of like entertainment, you know, not necessarily just stuck being work, but you got people around you to enjoy it, and you know, you can just come in and not necessarily feel like it's work. You know, I just want to be able to come in and, you know, have some fun doing some stuff. You know,
I think that's the key. If anybody can get an opportunity to do that, that's good. The restaurant thing—that's something that's a family thing, right?
Yeah. My dad had a restaurant in Sacramento. It was called Touch of Class. He had it for four years, I believe. He had it in 04 to 08, I guess, I would say. And he got sick. He had a stroke and whatnot, so he couldn't start cooking. He was a chef, and he was known, like he worked at a lot of restaurants out in Sacramento, and people like kind of knew him, like as a local and stuff. So he started up his own business, and I mean, it was going good. He just ended up getting sick, and you know, he just couldn't continue it.
So, you not only, if you were going to do something like this, you wouldn't want to just be the guy that was standing out front greeting people. You'd want to be back in the kitchen too.
Yeah, right? I would be back in the kitchen just for the fact that that's where all that action's at. You know, all the activity. I mean, I understand the kitchen world is. I mean, it's a little bit more stressful, whatnot. I've seen a few shows and see how things run. But I think I would try to create a different atmosphere, obviously, you know, make sure we get things out there on time and stuff like that. But, you know, just relax, you know, just, you know, talk up something, you know, cook and talk at the same time. Why not?
This sounds to me, now you got a combination restaurant, TV show all ready to go here. I mean, this is, you're ready to step right into this thing. We should talk about this.
Well, I'm not ready just to step into it. I'm still playing football, okay? One thing at a time.
When the time comes.
Yeah.
Well, off the field, beautiful home, and I got to imagine you got interests that are outside of the world of football. What kind of hobbies you got?
Yeah, I do. I got a couple of few. Well, one thing, outdoors stuff, I like to ATV. I'm a big quad fan. It's just like to being outside and getting dirty. I have my truck I've been trying to work on. I got like a truck I've been trying to get into some car shows. I've been having a... my guy named Mark over at Imagine Audio, across the street from Cherry Hill Mall, he's been working on my truck, and so he's been doing some good stuff for me. I'm pretty proud that he did. And then other than that, here at the house, I kind of just like to chill, watch anime, and play Xbox.
Big collection of anime?
Yeah, I have my few. I started watching in high school, but, you know, obviously I didn't buy no anime DVDs. You kind of got to search for those things. You can't find them just off rip. And then I started collecting a little bit in college. You know, I was able to find out about where they was being sold at, able to find, like, little shops that was able to sold them. And I had started, you know, started in college and then buy too many, probably like 2 or 3 a year, if that. And then when I got into the league, you know, I was able to find a lot more, and it kind of just grown a little bit more. Then let's put it this way: in college, I probably had like good 20 films. Now I probably got like over 100, I'd say.
Wow! Yeah. And are they somewhere here in a man cave?
Yeah, something like that.
I think we got to take a look, don't we?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to take a look as we continue here on Eagles Unscripted. When we come back, we'll find out what Mike Patterson's hidden talent is when Eagles Unscripted continues.
I got many talents, but I don't know which one's hidden.
Doug, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats.
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Doug, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show it to me. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Well, we've moved the show downstairs now, and everybody's got to have a good cave. This is a terrific cave, and very well put together, very well organized. I don't know that people realize how organized you are, but you got everything laid out, alphabetized, categorized. Tell me a little bit about how this came about.
Well, this is my anime, Japanese animation, and I kind of just fell in love with it ever since I came in contact with it.
I know nothing about, I know nothing about this. And I got to admit, anything that I've seen, a little creepy to me, maybe it's me, but to me, that stuff's just a little creepy.
I mean, it does look creepy, I will admit, though. I mean, the cover cases and stuff, there's a lot of stuff going on with them, but it's just when you watch them and get into them, you find out more about them. But, like, my favorite one is probably, like, Gungrave. Like, basically, this guy, he's like a hitman, and he's basically, it's more like I don't want to say like the Japanese culture is, but it's, they have like a lot of pride in with things that they do, you know? It's just like, they're just not going to do it and give up, as they're going to see the job to the end. And that was like a lot of these movies are. I mean, they're all action-packed, like they all have a purpose and they getting the job done type of thing. And that's what I like about it.
So yeah, when you want to turn off the world, this is what you're turning on.
Yeah, that's what I'm turning on. I mean, just for the fact that it's anime, so you could take your mind away, obviously. So, and then it's far from where we live at, obviously. So it's almost like kind of like leaving the country in a way, if you allow yourself to.
Now it's not just anime, because you've got some serious film stuff going on over here, too.
I'm a big movie fan, too, yeah. I mean, I'm just into movies and stuff. I mean, this is how I spend my off time. Usually just come down here, like, if I'm not playing my Xbox, I'm just watching these. And I think the awesome thing is, I'm still working on it, but it's the 3D collection. I got a few here and there, if I could find one.
I mean, you just got out of DVDs into Blu-rays, and now it's 3D. What's next,
Yeah, whatever they come out with, I'm sure of it. But yeah, I mean, it's just over time, I've been collecting them. Well, not necessarily collecting them, but if I end up liking it, I'll just stick it on here and just keep it.
Now, what are these guys up here?
And these are the ones I haven't been able to watch yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch these guys. Obviously, I've been busy with work and stuff like that. So haven't just been able to.
There's some pretty popular films up there.
Yeah, I mean, there are old films too, like Marley and Me, The Grudge, I mean, The Love Guru. I mean, you know, old movies I just haven't.
Hangover Part 2, our old friend Bradley Cooper. I mean,
Well, I have seen a few of these, but not all of them. That's like The Sitter, I haven't seen The Sitter. I've seen Hangover, but Red Riding Hood, I haven't seen that one.
By the way, in case you haven't figured it out yet, completely alphabetized. So you got a little bit of an organizational thing, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, beforehand, I used to have it separated where it was drama, sci-fi, and action. But, you know, Blu-ray came into the mix and I had to make room for them, so I just put everything together.
Now listen to me. I've seen you grow as players and grow as a team. And no matter what happens out there, you will walk out of this locker room better than when you walked in. Win or lose, you are all champions.
These have always been the rooms where teams are built, and Sports Authority will always supply just the right tools. Because we have everything for every team with unbeatable values. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Yo, we just scored. Where are you, man?
Hey, Greg. I had to sell my seats because I got this thing that came up.
Hey, Doug.
We bought your seats, Doug.
Yay.
Yeah, Greg Jennings is in our lap.
I wish Greg Jennings was in my lap.
Doug, I told you we just scored. Why aren't you smiling?
I am smiling.
Show up, Jimmy. There's a big Dougie smile. That's my guy.
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, all things sporting good, and by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And as we wind down here at the home of Mike Patterson, the only scripted part of our show, which is when the tablet comes out, that means we get to our questions, five questions. We have a list of 25 of them here, and you call out a number, I ask a question, and we go like that.
All right, so let's go ahead, and I will say six.
Number six. What is your hidden talent?
My hidden talent will be...
You're thinking about this one a lot. I like that.
I know. I'm trying to think here. I got many talents, but I don't know which one's hidden. Let me see here. I like to hibernate. I'm actually not a morning person, to tell you the truth. It's not a talent, but others like to sleep in.
Well, it's a good time of year for it. Where do you... All right, throw me another one.
Let's go with 12.
Number 12. Favorite TV show?
Oh, are you for real?
Yeah.
I got a few of those, huh?
Well, you can say whatever you want.
All right. Well,
it's an unscripted show.
Well, I'm a big sci-fi fan, first of all, when it comes to television. So I like Fringe. It's a good one. Of course, my anime, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto is a good one. I like Avengers. It's pretty cool. A little kiddie, but it's cool.
Just keep going. It's free flow. Okay, next question number.
Let's go with 16.
What did you want to be when you grew up besides being a football player?
I actually didn't want to be a football player when I grew up. I wanted to be a golfer.
A golfer?
Yeah. Actually, I started out watching golf at first. You know, Saturday morning cartoons, and at the time, after Saturday mornings, golf would come on. And that was actually the first sport I came to like.
Do you still play?
No, I do play, just pickup games, like Scramble. You know, I play Scramble and whatnot, but it just didn't go, you know, as serious with the sport as I did with football.
Trust me, if somebody's done it for years, you're better off to just better off staying away. Next number.
Let's go with 23.
23. Who has a better fade, Nabi Asamoah or Will Smith on The Fresh Prince?
Oh, man. What? Either one of them. Steve Harvey. No, I'm just right. Nam keeps it up, man. I have to give more credit to Nam. Will Smith, I can't really remember too much of his stuff. I just remember Flat Top. But Nam, he comes up with some different styles, so I like that. You know, he keeps it up and he keeps it up and tight, and it's not like mine's obviously.
It's all about the team. Nice job. Last one.
Let me see. Yeah, let's go with 25.
What eagle would you not want to fight in a back alley?
I would say either Jeremiah Trotter or...
That's a good one.
Trent Cole.
That's another good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us out here, opening up the doors of your home. Beautiful home, showing us around a bit. We appreciate you going that little bit of an extra mile for us on the program.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Thanks for coming out. But, you know, it's always a good thing for you guys to come out, but I never let people in my house, so I think it is time for you guys to get out. But
that's a problem, because we were coming back tomorrow, so.
I thought I was coming to you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you got some stuff I need.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
I come across this.
Yep.
This is the actual helmet that you wore.
Yep, for all 4 years.
Can't be all that happy when your alma mater loses to Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the best thing, but, you know, I'm still happy I went there.
No way this thing still fits, right?
I don't know, man. Should we try it on?
Do you really want to try?
Yeah, why not? It's been so, yeah, let's try it.
Need some help? It's tight, but not bad.
It's for us, man. The pads are hard right now. You know, it's been a couple years since they've been used.
Got it. Looking good.
It fits, though. I was kind of shocked by that. I didn't think I was about to put it on. I guess my head didn't get too big, huh?